John, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
Thanks for taking the time to chat with us this morning. Tell us what the Michigan State Board of Education does.
We're the elected body that, by our Constitution, is responsible for education policy, making recommendations to the governor and legislature on reforms and funding for schools. Also, we have direct responsibility for framing the learning expectations, the academic and standards that we want all our young people in Michigan to reach and realize so they can be prepared for life and work and post-secondary education.
How many members are on the board?
There are eight members on the board.
And I wanted you to talk about how MEEP will be tougher to pass as the state has raised the bar to help students on this program. We talk a lot of education, and John, quite a few times the point has come up that the standards in a lot of other states in the United States are higher than they are here in Michigan, and I guess you're going to do something about that.
Yeah, we took action Tuesday at our board meeting to raise the proficiency bar, basically the level of competency in all our disciplines that are tested on the MEEP and the Michigan Merit Exam in high school to really match the international benchmarks that we are all moving to in this country and that really pitch the learning outcomes for all young people at where they need to be, so that all our young people are prepared for post-secondary education, which is essential these days, whatever field you go into, with the skills and competencies that you need so you don't need remedial work as you enter a post-secondary technical training or college. And we've improved our education system, and we've raised our standards. As any student and parent know in Michigan, over the last 10 years, we've focused and made rigorous our K-8 curriculum. We introduced some new exit requirements for high school graduation, which are good, meaning they drive all of our educators and our young people to be familiar and have the basic skills in communications, numeracy, science, social studies that allow them to have both a well-rounded and a ready to take the next step education.
John, explain the MEEP and the Michigan Merit Exam. What are they and what are they for?
The MEEP is our state a set of assessments in all the major topics that we teach, science, social studies, math, communications arts. They are designed to align with the learning standards. You know, we as a state, like most states, have put in place a set of expectations. We want, you know, and expect all third graders and all fourth graders to be able to reach this level of math proficiency, this level of communication and writing ability. We have a Michigan MEEP embedded at the high school level in the Michigan Merit Exam with the ACT, the College Readiness Test. So when our high schoolers take the Michigan Merit Exam, they're taking a set of assessments that align with the kind of high school credits and competencies in all of the areas that we want high schoolers to master before they leave high school. That also delivers a score for on the ACT, which is a very good indicator that colleges use of whether our young people are prepared well for post-secondary education. So our system combines both testing on our standards in all of the major academic areas. I would note, you know, our curriculum that we require now in Michigan does include the basics, but it also asks young people to be familiar with foreign languages, take arts education. We think it's real important that our young people, all young people, get a full, rounded education that is a good foundation, because it's really the foundation these days. A high school education does not guarantee you a ticket to employment. It's a starting point for the next step where you can specialize more in college and or trade school and go on to have a promising and hopefully successful career.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with John Austin, who's the president of the Michigan State Board of Education. John, how many students take the MEEP and Michigan Merit exams each year?
Well, all of our students take those tests when you're in high school. 11th graders take the Michigan Merit exam. The MEEP assessments are given at different grades depending on different subject matter, but it's in order for our educators to be able to track progress, 4th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, depending on the discipline. And so we certainly expect and require all young people to take these assessments, but the point of the assessments is to see how, what kind of progress they're making on the learning standards. If they're making the kind of growth every year in their math skills, so that teachers and educators and schools can work with the students to make sure they catch up or they reach the level every year that they need to reach. So it's part and parcel of delivering the kind of world-class education that all students need. You know, we're long past the day when Muskegon could teach a different curriculum from Marquette, from Midland. You know, we need all our young people to be learning the set of competencies that they're going to need to be citizens and to be productive and to be successful in their next step in life. And it's a very competitive world. It's a very competitive labor market. What we did on Tuesday was to sort of increase the proficiency levels to match the best standards and the best skills that all our other nations around the world are reaching for, so that our young people not only stay even, but can have a leg up as they proceed in their lives.
How do you react to comments that the MEEP and Michigan Merit exam aren't fair to kids who are in poor school districts or to children, to students who don't speak English proficiently?
Well, I think a basic truth and reality is that all kids can learn. All kids can master the math they need, the communications ability, the writing they need. Just because you're poor or from a background that doesn't naturally deliver those kinds of skills in the home, that doesn't mean it can't be done. And we have fantastic examples all over the state and all over the country of kids who come from backgrounds that don't have all the benefits that many others do, and that can, you know, really knock the socks off of our MEEP and our state assessments. So part of the effort is to make sure every school has great teachers, is organized to perform. We took action and are continuing to take action to improve the quality of the teaching, to do more professional development, to support administrators to have the training they need to lead school building successfully, so that whether you're rich or poor, where your zip code is, every school can succeed in helping young people meet these challenging but essential learning expectations. And it can be done, but that's a starting point. You've got to believe it can be done. All the evidence is that it can be done. Certainly, some kids, many schools have further to travel, and those are the schools that we want to work most intensively with to make sure that they organize for success.
So the State Board of Education has approved a plan to raise the standards for being proficient on the Michigan Merit Exam and the MEEP. When does this go into effect?
It'll be beginning to go into effect this next school year. The final sort of pitching of the assessment in terms of exactly what's going to be on it and how we'll grade the scores, I guess, will be developed later this summer. So, you know, I want to reiterate, we have made significant progress by being clear in terms of our learning standards and aligning our assessments, and teachers and school leaders have been fantastic about focusing on delivering this content. What we're now saying is we've just got to set our sights a little higher to make sure that our expectations match what all kids need to be college, career, work ready in this 21st century.
John, should we have raised these standards years ago?
I don't think so. I mean, we've been progressively raising our standards. in Michigan. As everybody knows, we put in some new rigorous high school requirements. We have actually raised our standards over the last 15 years, step by step. This is the next step in that road of really matching our standards. You know, we're all moving to try to match the kind of goalpost that puts our nation and our kids on the competitive footing with the world, and we're taking that next step to make sure that the good standards we have are improved and the assessments are improved to really track the now globally visible benchmarks that we have in front of us.
Lori Higgins from the Detroit Free Press made an interesting point in a story she wrote talking about how administrators likely will have a public relations nightmare on their hands as schools with high test scores suddenly appear to be struggling. Have you heard any comments?
I think that this is a challenge for communicating well and explaining the system well. It is not that our students are learning less. It is that we are setting our learning expectations of what it means to be proficient at a higher level to match what is truly needed on the international assessments for our students to be ready for work and post-secondary without falling behind. So we have to explain to our communities, our parents, we have made progress. We are improving. Now we're just having to reach a little higher. It's not as if all of a sudden everyone is less capable. It's that we're setting our target where it needs to be, and that'll help us drive our learning and drive our learning program. And kids respond. I mean, all the evidence shows high expectations for, you know, my kids, your kids, as part of what elicits the kind of response that they want to do well. They have adults who care about them. They know they need to be competitive and effective in today's economy. And so kids respond. And now we're just pitching the level of what it means to be basically proficient a little higher than it was before, so that we're making sure we hit that goal.
John, what can the State Board of Education do to get more money put into education via the administration, Rick Snyder?
You know, we made recommendations also on Tuesday to the governor. The governor is going to, you know, set the table with a message on education, his proposals for how to reform and improve education looking ahead. Our recommendations really include, if we want the education system that delivers the kind of performance we're talking about, we do need to have a level of investment that supports the kind of performance that we're asking for. And that means more investment in early childhood education, which we know pays dividends down the road in terms of more young people graduating from high school well-prepared, more support for higher education, and holding the line and certainly not cutting the K-12 budget so that we can have the small classes, the teacher quality, the ability to deliver the content. So it does require money to support these learning outcomes. We have to first, you know, make reforms and save money, which there are ways that we recommend to do that through shared services, through smarter delivery of education, through new treatments of the kind of legacy costs that pension health care benefits that are a part of how we've been spending money on education, try to get that money, more of that into the classroom, and to support enhanced teacher training, teacher professional development, teacher rewards, master teacher pay, so that our money is being spent where we know it delivers the goods, and that's on great teachers in the classroom who can effectively help our young people master this challenging but important content.
John Austin is the president of the Michigan State Board of Education. Thanks, John.
Happy to be with you. Thank you.